We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. It's Monday. Doesn't matter. Take no prisoners. Which is probably not a good term to use when I was going to talk about a guy who was taken prisoner and held for 7 years.
Well, you can just call that a tie-in.
Well, if things get, you know, that's your conscious and subconscious. Yes. I'm one of those guys that, like, if you tell me something like I'm about to meet somebody,
yep,
don't mention the twitch in her eye.
No, because you'll
and
stare at
I'll
it,
immediately
you?
Yep. Say something like, yeah, I've got to make an eye appointment this week. I missed last year's. No, I not even think about it.
No, it just happened.
Open mouth, insert foot. Been there, done that. Many times. Maybe that's why I don't get invited to a lot of things.
Well, just saying.
There's that. Yeah. All right. Did I mention it's 9:06? Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, there you go. Before the break, I was telling you, and I didn't have enough time to really tell the story at all, about Terry Anderson. This guy worked for the Associated Press. He was a correspondent. He went all over the world. And then he was snatched from a street in war-torn Lebanon in 1985. It was his day off. He's playing tennis with one of his pals who was like a photographer for the Associated Press, right? Grabbed him right in front of the other guy's house and dragged him away. And he never liked being called a hero, but that's what everyone persisted in calling him. And he returned to the U.S. in 1991, and he actually worked at the University of Florida. He retired from the University of Florida in 2015. I never knew that. If I did, I completely forgot about it. And but, you know, it's kind of a sad, it's a sad story on many different levels. I mean, he was one of the longest held prisoners ever, right? To come out alive, for one thing, 7 years. And he stayed busy after he was released, but he struggled with PTSD, which you can imagine. He did get millions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets after a federal court concluded that the country played a role in his capture. See, that's the connection between, it was Hezbollah that grabbed him.
Right.
And what are they? They're the proxies for Iran.
Yep.
So he was able to get quite a bit of money. And then apparently, according to at least this article, he lost most of it due to bad investments and filed for bankruptcy in 2009.
That is awful. That
I
is
mean,
just
it,
awful.
If you think about his life, it is awful. Seven of your years. And by the way, it was, this was no country club.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, these were like, you know, you'd get regular beatings and, you know,
almost like they're terrorists or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly like that. So, he retired from the University of Florida in 2015 and then moved to a rural part of Northern Virginia. And in 1985, he became one of several Westerners that were abducted by members of the Shiite Muslim group Hezbollah during a time of war. And after his release, of course, he got a hero's welcome in New York at the Associated Press. And he had been reporting for several years on the violence that was gripping Lebanon as the country fought a war with Israel, while Iran funded militant groups trying to topple its government. So, I mean, this dates back to the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, all over again.
Still dealing with the same people, aren't
we? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they dragged him, you know, off the streets and held him captive.
Wow.
And he was one of the few Westerners that was still in Lebanon, because basically, if you're a Westerner, especially, and you're asking questions that a journalist would ask, they think automatically that you're a spy.
Uh-huh.
And so what followed was nearly seven years of brutality. He was beaten, chained to a wall, threatened with death, often had guns held to his head, often was kept in solitary confinement for long periods of time. He was the longest held of several Western hostages Hezbollah abducted over the years, including Terry Waite, former envoy to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who arrived to try to negotiate his release.
So much for that.
Yeah. By his and other hostages' accounts, he was also their most hostile prisoner, constantly demanding better food and treatment, arguing religion and politics with his captors, and teaching other hostages sign language where they could hide messages so they could communicate privately. He managed to retain a quick wit and a biting sense of humor during his long ordeal. On his last day in Beirut, he called the leader of his kidnappers into his room to tell him that he just heard an erroneous radio report saying he'd been freed and was in Syria. This is a, you could say, a State Department issue. I said, Mahmoud, listen to this. I'm not here. I'm gone, babes. I'm on my way to Damascus. And he said, we both laughed. Yeah.
Wow.
He later learned that his release was delayed when a third party, who his kidnappers planned to turn him over to, left for a tryst with the party's mistress.
Oh my goodness.
They had to find someone else.
Wow.
Like, we could free this man, or we could, you know, get together.
Yeah.
But his humor apparently often hit his PTSD, and he did acknowledge that he suffered for years afterwards. So, that's got to be a tough one. 7 years in any situation, but being away from all family, friends, and all your freedom taken away. Not to mention, you know, the beatings and the other being treated that way. But almost seven years,
and never knowing what day you're going to die.
Exactly.
If you'll ever get out. What is your government really doing for you?
Yeah, and but still to maintain some sense of humor is probably part of what helped him to get through it.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah, and can you believe it? I mean, Hezbollah is still around.
Yep.
Iran still, you know, has him on their payroll. And they still, you know,
terrorize.
Commit terrorist acts.
That's what they do, Kind of crazy.
Sure is.
It's almost like we never learn. You know, just saying.
No.
It's what it's almost like. We just don't ever learn.
Yeah. What kind of lesson will we learn from this open border policy that Biden has established? As soon as he became president, he peeled back all the stuff that Trump had in place to keep the borders relatively safe and secure. And he did it on purpose. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They lied about it. They denied it. Then they said the problem was exaggerated. Then they finally admitted and used the term crisis, still did nothing about it. And when they did take any action at all, it was to add people to help process the illegals, to add people to help change diapers and do paperwork, not to actually secure the border. So under his tenure, under Biden's tenure and his direction, allowed 70,000 Americans to die per year over the last 3 years. And that's just from fentanyl poisoning, not to mention, you know, any other illicit drugs or whatever that got in the country that killed people as well. Yeah, and it's another one of those, and here we are. And on one hand, you actually have to be thankful. Isn't that sad? You have to be thankful that, although 70,000 Americans died a year, and we wouldn't put up with that for any other reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like double all the highway deaths you get.
Yeah.
70,000. We wouldn't put up with that, but you know what? With all these people coming in, like, did I mention 700 Chinese migrants apprehended at the California border in just 1 week's time? Yeah. And this information was told to Breitbart from a Border Patrol source who doesn't want to be named. But he said, look, the number of Chinese migrants apprehended represents a more than threefold increase from the same time last year. The bulk of the Chinese nationals are released into the United States almost immediately because China adamantly refuses to take their citizens back. We have only conducted one repatriation flight back to China recently, the source said. Until that changes, unless we have specific derogatory information about an individual, we are releasing. And there's just no other option. 700 in 1 week, 26,000 that we know about since October that are Chinese nationals. Now, what could possibly go wrong? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, I just remembered I had a real close friend back in the 90s, end of the 90s, who was had dual citizenship in Egypt and the United States, and he was Muslim. And I was talking to him over lunch about why we're hated so much. And this was back then. I don't know if things have changed, but he said one of the main reasons is because the U.S. is so corrupt morally, and they're exporting abortion to the whole world. And we got targeted for that. And I was kind of shocked because I didn't know it was such a big deal anywhere else than here. But it was. He said it was a real big deal with the Muslim faith, and they couldn't understand how we would kill our children.
Wow.
And that was from him, and that was one of the reasons why they hate the U.S.
That we're immoral. That's
wow.
That's sort of a constant or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's just say all humans fail and fall short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how devout you say you are. Sometimes the ones that claim a certain level of devotion are the very ones that may not be all on board, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah. At 9:17, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Stick around. We're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. 97.3, The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, Mother Earth, how can you ever forgive us for the way that we have soiled you and treated you?
There's a lot of soil on Mother Earth.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Yep. You know those polluting cows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just when they break wind, as my mom would say.
Yes.
You know, that's like pollution.
Oh, yes.
They tell did us. My part. I had a steak the other day.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I'm an environmental hero. pretty much.
Yes, you are.
Actually, we are going to plant a tree today because I do believe in trees.
We do. We like trees.
I think trees are good for us.
Absolutely.
And so I think planting trees is good, and we're going to do that with our friends, the Ark of Alachua County.
Yes, we are.
And we're happy to do that. And our corporate folks will be happy, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And because they have a philosophy, what's it called? Just one thing. If you do just one thing.
So we're going to plant one southern magnolia. You can tell because it got a drawl. But yeah. I like magnolias.
If they could talk, the tree would say, golly. I don't know where that came from, but whatever. We'll take it.
It's a southern magnolia. That's why. Come on. They're gorgeous.
Hey, who wants to see a debate between Biden and Trump? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to see it?
Yeah, oh, boy.
Steel cage match.
Do I ever, yeah.
Two men enter, one man trips and falls down on his way out. And wasn't sure which direction he was heading in. You take your pick as to who that would be. I think Trump is actually Drago.
Ooh.
Because he is Putin in a rubber mask, right?
Oh.
And Biden,
thanks, Nancy,
is in a rubber mask too.
He ought to be in a rubber room. Is what he ought to be.
When he peels it off, who's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of that cartoon character that was blind, that was voiced by Thurston Howell III.
Oh yeah, Mr. Magoo.
Ah,
he was all,
would have had a lot more impact if I could have thought of it.
He just had thick glasses. It was blonde. Well, okay, pretty much, yeah.
So he's going to take off his rubber mask and be Mr. Magoo. So Drago versus Mr. Magoo.
Wow.
Yeah, you can kind of guess how that's going to turn out.
Yeah.
The Democrat governor of Illinois, Pritzker.
He's a jerk. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Every governor that Illinois
irritating,
gets,
isn't he?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he said, let's let the courts have their say about Donald Trump's crimes, and I don't think that Joe Biden needs to be talking about that, meaning whether or not he's going to debate him, when he can remind people about what's at stake for their future when they go into the ballot box in November. And I'm like, wait, he is on Biden's side.
Yeah.
Does he really want Biden to explain what the future holds? And by the way, you can hold him to his word on a lot of stuff. He said he was going to dismantle the oil and gas industry.
He's been trying.
He's on his way.
Yes,
he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
So what's at stake for the next 4 years if he should get into office again? Oh,
do
I don't even want to think about it.
Multiply what he's done the last 3.5 years.
Well, if our enemies already perceive him as weak, and clearly they do, how are they going to perceive him 2 years from now?
Well, and what will the world look like? Again, we went through the Trump years. No invasions, Putin in check, Chinese in check, Korea in check, Middle East, hey, you know, respect for Israel. Then look what we've got the last 3.5 years. Now, again, what could the world look like through another Biden administration?
Well, I can tell you this, as time goes by, are the Chinese getting weaker or stronger?
Stronger.
Right.
Yeah.
As time goes by, are we getting weaker or stronger?
We are getting certainly weaker in the eyes of the world.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what they're trying to do to our military, trying to gender them all up and all kinds of stuff. I mean, come on.
There you go.
No.
Former President Trump. He's got his trial. I'm not sure of the exact time, if it's underway yet or not. But the first guest in this so-called, you know, Stormy Daniels hush money, the first witness is going to be David Pecker. I don't write this stuff.
You wish you could.
David Pecker.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know who this guy is, Bob.
Hey, does Stormy Daniels have to show up for this thing? I would imagine she does. Right?
There is the possibility, yeah.
Okay.
There is the possibility she'll be testifying.
Okay. David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer, is set to testify in this hush money trial because his tabloid reportedly engaged in catch-and-kill practices to burying damaging stories about Trump. In other words, you know, somebody would give you a heads up and go, hey, there's a story coming out and, you know, it doesn't look too good. And And, you know, somebody that may work with Trump or is looking out for him might say, oh, yeah, no, that's completely made up. Nobody will believe that. And then there's one, oh, well, yeah, we might want to take care of that story.
And they wouldn't run it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time is flying, my friends. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile as we try to make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need The Sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
We're trying to make Mondays great. We're doing our part now. You got to do yours. It's 9:35 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. It is Earth Day. Do something nice for Earth. We're going to plant a tree today at Arc of Alachua County. And I just see that planting trees is a win-win. You can't argue with that. It's not political.
Nope.
Trees eat carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. I mean, everybody agrees on that.
Yep.
Why aren't we all doing that?
Follow the science, people. Follow the science.
Everybody should do it. Look, I'll tell you this. I'd rather have to plant a tree a year than have to be forced to drive an electric car.
No question there.
Right?
Right.
Okay, just saying.
Maybe if we built a plant that could burn old trees.
Wow.
Stir the pot,
wow.
Greg. Stir the pot.
And remember, that was supposed to be progressive. That's progressive.
Yeah. We saved
burning,
the planet.
Burning wood?
Mm-hmm.
Progressive?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's pretty cavemanish to me. It's like, anyway, they did this on Saturday, so it wouldn't have as much scrutiny. But didn't you think that the Republicans were not going to give money to Israel and to Ukraine if we didn't get our border secure?
Yeah, that was supposed to be the connection. That's why we broke up the bill so that Ukraine wasn't tied to everybody else, but we wanted our border taken care of first.
Well, it happened on a Saturday, and this Speaker of the House, who, I don't know, he was supposed to be conservative and all that, he delivered Joe Biden a $61 billion gift on Saturday afternoon, reversing his own months-long pledge to never advance foreign aid without first securing America's border. What did they do to get him to change? What did they promise him? What did they offer him?
I don't know, but I want some.
Well, he sold his soul. No, you don't want some.
That's probably true. No,
you don't want some.
No, I don't.
I mean, when it's that obvious. I mean, he did a 180
on this.
It
really is, yeah. I mean, we keep hearing the word weak in reference to him, but we at least thought he would maybe stick to some values here.
And I think that most of the American people would back him up. If he said, look, here's the bottom line. Before we spend money on someone else's border, we're going to spend it on ours. We're going to secure the border. Now, that being said, would I trust a Mayorkas Biden to do anything to secure the border, regardless of what the language in the bill says? No, I wouldn't trust them at all. I know they're lying sacks when it comes to the border. I know they want it wide open. I know they want chaos. They want the rates of labor on the lower spectrum to drop even further down. Yeah, they want to create problems. So they weren't going to do anything anyway, but just at least force their hand. Just to force their hand to say, hey, we as Republicans did everything we could to try to get the border secure. But they haven't done everything they could. Speaker Johnson certainly didn't. Why would you give them what they want when you are not getting what you want. It's not just what you want. It really is for the sovereignty of your own people, your own nation. It's fine to want to help other people. And America's been generous, and we have agreements. You know, in the case of Israel, they're you know, they're an ally. And so we should help them out. But to just say goodbye to $61 billion for Ukraine and get nothing in return, it doesn't sound like the guy that, you know, should be at the head of the team, you know, the team captain. Multiple Democrats and possibly a few Republicans cheered, shouted Ukraine and waved Ukrainian flags as a Ukraine aid vote closed. It's a violation of decorum to wave flags on the floor, Johnson says. Really? A little late. You see how they're celebrating.
And they just all happen to have Ukrainian flags.
The Ukraine portion of the foreign aid passed 311 to 112. There was one Republican voted present, Dan Mauser, out of Pennsylvania. Johnson, once again, violated the Hastert rule. Only 101 Republicans voted with Johnson, while 112 opposed. Republican House members circulated a document outlining a timeline of Johnson's repeated insistence that the House would not advance a foreign aid package before securing America's southern border. He began wavering in early March after a February 28th meeting at the White House. His reversal follows months of grooming by both the White House and establishment Republicans. We've been working with him for months to try to get him there, one anonymous lawmaker told Politico, which said Johnson's Ukraine bill would grant Biden a major foreign policy victory that has eluded him for a year. The White House and intelligence state re-education of Mike Johnson began before his seat warmed, according to Politico. The administration held several closed-door briefings for Johnson and other lawmakers to update them on the deteriorating situation in Ukraine, starting just days after Johnson became the speaker. So they made their case on how important the Ukraine aid is. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But when the other side won't meet you at least halfway and say, look, we'll do a couple of things to tighten things at the border. No, nothing, nada, zero, empty-handed.
No.
You went in to make a deal and you got nothing and gave away everything. I don't get it. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, you're on the air.
Well, unfortunately, I'm about fed up with the whole blooming bunch up there. But the biggest problem is no matter what, the American people are against Ukraine. We're against Ukraine losing, but we're more against our southern border being overrun like it is. But the thing about it is the idiots that we send up there don't seem to stay on task on taking care of the United States first.
No.
Right.
And that's been an ongoing thing for years.
Yeah. Well, no, Kat Kamick, Congresswoman, she held her ground.
Oh, yeah.
And too bad there's not more like her, really.
And even put in an amendment to, you know, say, hey, you can't be having all these other flags.
Foreign flags being waved on the House floor.
No.
Peasant with a pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, when Speaker Johnson got his position back when he got it, his very first speech that he gave the day that he was signed that position, he said, the very first words out of his mouth was, we're going to take care of Ukraine, we're going to take care of Israel, and then we're going to take care of the border. So the third thing on his list was our country. The first two was Ukraine and Israel. Now, I posted at the time that he was a snake in the grass. I posted it on my Facebook page. But I have to apologize to Snake. Because this guy is so slimy. Snakes aren't slimy. This guy's as slimy as they get. He's a rat weasel. He sold out the country. He didn't do anything for the border. And it's never going to change. They always get taken into the back room.
Yep.
They always come out with a different view and a different vote. And it's never going to change. And this guy, I don't know what the answer is, but unless we get the green in there, the one from Georgia, I don't think anything's going to change. He's the only one that seems to have any cojones up there.
Yeah, and but yeah, does she have any, you know, sway? Yeah, she has some, but man, you got to get more and more people.
And she's her own lightning rod, and she wouldn't have a chance.
No,
she wouldn't have a chance.
I don't think.
No.
Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. You know, I heard Mike Johnson. He might be a nice guy and everything, that he changed his mind once he got the new kind of briefing that only a speaker would get. You know, this military-industrial complex and the intelligence community, who is wrong, like, all the time. Let's not forget that. If you remember, one of the main reasons they hated Trump so much is because he called them out and said, look, I don't need to hear the same thing every morning from these people. If something changes, let me know. And they don't like that. So they got everybody wrapped around their finger with lies. The only people they catch are people they set up right now. We don't know of anything they've actually stopped. We always hear they're stopping all these terrorist plots against us. But the ones we hear are some 19-year-old in a chat room. They don't do anything.
Yeah, it's frustrating, to say the very least. Speaker Johnson had high hopes for him. Maybe I was naive going in. I heard he was conservative. I heard he was going to be maybe not the greatest choice ever, but a good choice. I was like, okay, I'll take good. But yeah, here we are. I mean, he completely caved in. I don't quite understand it. And he could have came out of some of those meetings and he could have stated, look, I'm getting information that I can't discuss. It's classified, but I'm telling you that funding Ukraine is of paramount importance.
But did we get that?
But then also along with that, you say, and so is our southern border. So if you feel so strongly about Ukraine, you're going to have to cede some ground here on the border.
Yep.
You have to. And actually, you know, the Democrats, they'd score points
with
some independents if they did anything about the border.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder, why are they so hell-bent on keeping that border wide open, even when poll after poll after poll overwhelmingly says, stop it. Stop. And they won't. It just makes you wonder what's the game?
I don't know, because when you stop, I mean, we think we know, but we will never, no matter, even if Trump gets in, even if we had, I mean, what are you really going to have that big of a mass exportation, exporting of all these people? Are we going to send them back? I mean, we will never get over what this administration has done to our country. I don't believe.
Ever. No, but at least if you've got somebody who understands the economy, that these folks that are even newcomers will have the best chance of getting ahead, and so will everyone else, because a rising tide, like a rising economy, lifts all ships. That's an old JFK thing. So, you know, the economy and the country doing well can make a lot of issues sort of go away or be less painful. But under the current administration, man, all bets are off. It is 9:48. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for things that make you smile. We need it. Upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political. It's just like, think about it. Count your blessings, what you're thankful for. And call in and tell us. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. And it's next.
Hannity. Republican states have sent thousands of National Guard troops to the border. Thank goodness.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
The amount of fentanyl pouring across the border. Why are we allowing this? They're murdering our children.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Good morning and welcome. It is another day in paradise, my friends. Even though it's a Monday, we'll get through it together. It is 9:53 right now. And I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy's here. And it's time for Things That Make You Smile. That's where you share maybe some upbeat, positive thoughts with us. And it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Gib. What's making you smile?
Last week, I was honored to be invited to the 50th birthday of Life South on 13th Street there. And I thought it was just going to be the luncheon. But what they did is they gave out certificates of appreciation to many corporations in three or four cities, and Alachua got one for, and what we did, we saved 150 lives last year, and I want to say thank you to Life South and all they do.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Right on.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Great community stuff going on, saving lives, that's all a good thing.
People stepping up.
Absolutely.
Every drop helps. That's not their moniker, I've just thought.
Yeah.
That's where a drop in the bucket can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. I had a great weekend. I was glad, a couple of things, was glad to see some rain last night because my grass is turning brown. Got stuff to do there today. But I had a lot of fun Friday night. We, Jen and I, my amazingly hot wife. And
raging, getting wild.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Friday night.
Where'd you go?
That's a friend's house, too. Karaoke. They got a room set up for karaoke. So that's the only place.
Yeah, right next to the dungeon room. I don't want to know anymore, Greg. You and your kinky friend.
I did not go into that room. I'm just saying.
Okay. Then you're all right.
Yeah.
We got to go out on the boat. And a big shout out to my friend Larry. You are the man. Larry fixed my boat up so good. And then I had a problem with the trailer. He came and fixed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, he'd be your new best friend or something.
I think he is. I'm going to make him that.
Because he knew, did he know that you were doing things like taking sledgehammers to things and such?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he witnessed that firsthand. Uh-huh. He did.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder he wanted to make sure that it was done
he
right.
He made it right. Well, that's how he is. Yeah. He wants to make it right, and I certainly appreciate that. So that made me smile because the boat was just humming along, running great.
Really?
And yeah, nice. When other people are like, this was kind of early on Saturday, oh, no, there's a chance of rain. Oh, it's going to be a little windy. It's going to be that. No, it turned out to be awesome.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. Now, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, we are looking forward to heading over to some of our folks with the Ark. You mentioned that earlier. We're going to go help out Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Do something nice. Plant a tree. I just think that's a good thing to do. That's what we're going to do for Ark of Alachua.
Yep.
And but we're not done yet. Right? Put your shovel down, Greg. Come on. We still got work to do.
All right.
Up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Are you going to be played by Joe Biden?
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A Home Depot in New Rochelle, New York, taking drastic measures to ensure shoppers are safe from aggressive migrants and thieves. Two guards wearing MSA security hats and bulletproof vests are patrolling the parking lot along with a German Shepherd. They said they're not allowed for the dog to bite anyone, but also detailed some of the reasons why they were hired. It's not just migrants. There's other things going on, people breaking into cars, that kind of stuff. So, that's what they're doing. They're trying to protect their store. And so a couple of guards and a canine is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe Earth Day. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.